Your head.
Your head.
Oh, on a pillow or a bolster.
A bolster went
all the way across. It was made like a pillow, other than it extended all the way across the
bed. The bolster didn't go just halfway across the bed.
Right. This was the entire width of the bed.
Yeah.
Across.
Clean across.
Yes.
For warmth, you might put a, you know, something on them old patchwork things, called, might have made them out of leftover clothes or something like that.
For warmth?
Yeah.
Well. I know I used to would heat an iron and wrap it in something and put it in the bed.
Really?
Right.
Well, just something you might put over the top of the bed when you were cold.
Well, there's usually a quilt or a blanket or a spread.
Yeah. Did you ever, like, make something where the children could sleep on the floor?
Oh, definitely. That, where there were large families and they came and spent the weekend, and they would, because they came in wagons, and if came any distance, it's either wagon or surreys. Usually both of them just had wagons. And they made pallets or down on the floor. Most all the kids had to sleep on those. Usually the boys in one room and the girls in another one.
Now, if you were going to invite somebody maybe to come over to your house, you'd say, you're going to be disappointed if he didn't come. You'll say, if you don't come, what would you, if a girl invited
you, you're going to be sorry, or?
Talking about the way you would feel, you'd say,
be disappointed.
What?
Certainly be disappointed if you don't come. Or you'll hate it if you don't.
I shall, or will be, or which one of would you use? You don't come over.
Well, they'd say, I will be expecting you.
I'll be expecting you, okay. And, talking about, say, someone come over to your house, you might say, now, anytime you can come over, I'll be,
I'll be happy, or you'll be welcome, or
I'll be, if, we'll be what to see, we'll be
glad, happy,
okay.
Glad.
Would you ever say, anything else? Will be, will sure be proud?
Yes, proud. That was used very often.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Be proud to see you?
Yes.
And what would that mean?
Be happy.
Same thing as glad?
Glad, yeah.
Yeah. Now, if a fellow's interested in a girl, he's beginning to pay serious attention to her, he'd say he's
suppose he'd say hooked, but
he's hooked, okay, or he's mighty